equipment to do at a greater degree with greater efficiency what you're doing. It's the power of God to give you the ability to accomplish more. That's why Jesus, when he came and said, I'm going to send another comforter to you. That comforter is the Holy Spirit. And another word for passion is boldness. Yes. So where the Holy Spirit is, there's a boldness in you. Say, boldness in me. And that boldness will be reflected in your compassion for others.
Amen.
Do you follow that? So there's so much to learn. Say, so much to learn. And many people, because we've been taught improperly, say, taught improperly. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to be. You are in a highly elevated educational stance. You're in a place of higher learning. I have an instructor who used to tell us, a minister used to tell us, he says, there's a knowledge above college. Do you follow me? And many times, because we have not been taught that, and it's in the book, say it's in the book. You follow me? There is a knowledge that is above human knowledge, and it gives us an ability to go further and do more than we could in our natural state. And that's what we call this, the school of what? Scriptures. Simply because we get an opportunity now to understand the origin of all things. Say origin. God is the origin of all things.
Amen.
You follow that? Mm-hmm. And because we know him, we have access to the knowledge of what? All things. Mm-hmm. Turn your Bibles to the book of Romans. Say the book of Romans. We're going to study the doctrine of soteria today. Say all things.
All things.
Chemistry is not a man-made device. Mm-hmm. Chemistry was established by the God in which we serve. Say chemistry.
Chemistry.
History. Say history.
History.
Mm-hmm. Mathematics and engineering. Mm-hmm. All those things come out of the creative abilities of God, which he made, and he says that you are, say I am, of the image and likeness of him. So if I'm the image and likeness of God, I have the abilities of God dwelling on the inside of me. Something has to turn it on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, this was my brother here. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Brother Vernon and his wife in the car. Hello, Kari. How are you? Good to see you all. We're studying from the book of Romans. Say the book of Romans. So when we come to the body, we come as a group, we come to be edified, to be built up. Say built up.
Built up.
Structurally fortified. Say structurally fortified. Follow me? You are a spirit. Say spirit.
Spirit.
You're not just a physical body. And the book of Romans goes into this. Your physical body is sustained by your spirit. Say my spirit.
My spirit.
Your spirit, man, dwells on the inside of you. That's the power of God resonating on the inside of you. And that's, I used this example yesterday when we were talking to the young men. That was Tuesday. You are more than what you see. The Bible says you have been made in the image and the likeness of God, which means you have the right by creation to exhibit and to demonstrate the character of your Father. Do you understand me? And what I was telling you before, passion will open up the womb of compassion. Whatever you're passionate about, you will have a compassion for those, amen, who are in your territory, sphere of influence.
Amen.
So your passion overrides a person's reluctance or rejection of you. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
You override that because it doesn't hinder your abilities to go beyond the impediment of the individual that you're trying to impact. Do you follow that? Brother Vernon and Brother DJ deal with young men. They have to deal with young men who have issues. But their passion for those young men and the compassion that's birthed out of it allows them to deal with these young men right where they are, even though they might not want to respond to the influence that you're giving. They might not want to respond to the help you're trying to convey to them. They don't even understand what you're attempting to do. But because you have such passion for them, you look beyond where they are and you see where they can be.
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes.
So you look beyond their current condition because you have a vision about where they can be if they simply would embrace what you're trying to convey to them. You follow that? And so you come day by day, day by day, when you're tired, when you're struggling, when you don't feel like being there, you're there. Why? Because you have passion. Because that passion has released a compassion, and now your whole, your entire being is to get them from point A to point Z. Whatever the cost may be, your passion goes beyond every impediment that will hinder you. That's why the doctrine of soteria is so important. Say doctrine.
Doctrine.
Talked about that, haven't we? The Greek word, didache, which means instruction. Teaching. You follow that? Soteria, which is the Greek word for deliverance, salvation. These are doctrines of the Bible that the believer has to understand. Say the believer has to understand this. Because you need to understand there's a teaching, say a teaching, and a gracing that the Father has established. And it is indeed the reason why you have a Bible. So that it can express to you the desires of the Father and his overwhelming love and passion, say passion, for each and every one of you. Irregardless of your current state. Irregardless of your attitude, your emotions, or whatever is going on in you. God's passion for you overrides the issues that hinder you.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Overrides the issues that are grinding against you and hindering you from becoming the best that you can be. Say the best that you can be.
Yeah.
I'm setting a foundation for this teaching. Genesis chapter 1. God said, let us make man in our image and in our what? Likeness. His image and his likeness. Had nothing to do with physicality. Has nothing to do with your health curve. Has nothing to do with your height or lack thereof. Muscles or lack thereof. Intellect or lack thereof. Do you understand what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the fact that God created mankind for, excuse me, for his, excuse me, enjoyment.
Yes.
Do you follow me? Love always wants something. Say love.
Love.
Always desires an object for its passion. See, lust desires an object for its own eternal use, irregardless of the benefit or lack thereof it brings to that individual. See, if you lust at something, you're simply trying to get the most out of it for the optimum benefit for you. Whatever remains afterwards, you could care less. You're sucking the life out of that entity so you can receive what you think is the best for it. That's the opposite of love. The Father comes to you to impart. Say impart.
Impart.
Thank you, brother. To impart into you him. Because in him you live, in him you move, and in him you have your being. Do you follow me? Joshua, come up here for a second. I'm going to bring my brothers up here. DJ, Vernon. Oh, I'm sorry. You're okay. I got to get that walking mic. Okay. I want Vernon first. I want Josh to come behind. DJ right here. I'm going to be the Spirit of God. God made man in his image and in his likeness. Say image?
Yeah.
Likeness.
Likeness.
Follow me. He first made the body. Put DJ right here because he got a better body than mine right now. I'm trying to get it. Different Vernon, I'm trying to get it. I used to look like this one day. Oh, where they got it. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to hand the ball off to people like this. But the issue is this. God created the body. Say the body.
Wow.
And then the Bible says he breathed into man the ruach, the breath of life. And what came into that man was the spirit. Vernon is the spirit man. He's supposed to be in charge. And the spirit man came along with the soul. Say his soul.
His soul.
Which was his will, his intellect. Say his intellect.
Intellect.
That's his intelligence. What else came with that? What else came with that was his emotions. Say his emotions.
Emotion.
God created you to have emotions, but emotions were not supposed to control you.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? He created you to have intellect. Say, I'm supposed to be smart.
I'm supposed
but
to
you're
be
not
smart.
To be smarter than the thing that created you. Do you follow me there?
Amen.
Even the teacher, say the teacher.
Teacher.
The student doesn't think he's smarter than the teacher. Because if you're in the classroom, you're smarter than the teacher, maybe you got the wrong class.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So this component called the soul, say the soul.
Soul.
Glory to God. This is where the spirit is able to transform this mindset, this natural mindset, to understand the concepts of the kingdom of heaven. And the body is the structure, say the structure, that walks out the matter in alignment and under submission to the soul and to the what? Spirit. So when Adam and Eve were functioning in the garden, they were walking in unity, say in unity, with the Holy Spirit. And I'm the Holy Spirit.
All right now.
Which is the Spirit of God. You follow me? So the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the man, they were tight. What's up, dog? This is what we're going to do today. All right? All right, we're going to go this way, going this way. This is the strategy of that. So spirit, say spirit.
Spirit.
Now, we just turn around right here, and we say, yo, dog. No, stand right here. I'm just using common, ordinary.
No, dog.
What's that? Say, hey, yo, dog, check this out. This is what's happening in heaven. I want to give you a picture of it, and this is how we want to walk. All right? So he says... Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yo, dog too. We're going to get together here, and we are getting ready to walk out the divine plan of God. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So now, the spirit of the man, the soul of the man, the body of the man is in alignment with the spirit of God.
All right, all right, right.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So now they're walking, say, in unity.
In unity.
And God has access, say, access.
Access.
There's a portal to man by his spirit. Now, he and man, glory to God, are walking as one unit. The spirit thinks it, the mind responds to it, and the body flows.
Yeah.
You follow me? Yeah. They are flowing, sinning. It's not robotic. Now, they're flowing just like a regular body. Man sinned, and now the Spirit of God walked away because God can't dwell with man. Now the spirit of man is dying because he doesn't receive the infusion of energy from these two. He receives his energy from fusion with the Father's Spirit. So now the Spirit of God has left man. The intelligence of God, the wisdom, the divine intentions that God has for him, now he's separated from them. So he's left now with the only thing that has power to function in the earth realm. The body and the soul. And they don't know God. Do you follow me? Now the serpent, say the serpent. Who is symbolic and tied to the satanic being that's out here. Who falls in a realm that you can't perceive. So you have an enemy now. You swinging and he hit. Because
right.
You can't see him, but he sees you.
Right.
Do you follow this? So now man is left to his own devices. Say own devices.
Own
he can only function by his five senses. What he sees, what he smells, what he tastes, what he touches. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's left in an extreme dilemma. Because God has separated himself from him, and now the enemy is playing with him in his soulish realm and in his body. So Adam has passed on genetically a defect to humanity. And that defect is that without God, he has no war ability to war against his flesh and his soul. Even though he wants to do right, he can't do it because he does not have the ability to. Because that which gave him strength has been removed from him. Now, because God desired it, because they desired something different than God.
Wow.
You understand me? So God gave them, say, will. Free will. You can't know if someone loves you without free will. So he gives you free will. Say free will.
Free will.
Say knowing.
Knowing.
You can walk away from him at any moment. You can be with them for 1 minute, and you can be away from them for 5 years. The love of God does not change for you, but the access to the enemy upon you has had greater influence because you have no wings to fight. Do you follow me? So now he plays in your head, and he makes you believe that your thoughts are yours when they actually come from him. Because he's a condemner. All he talks about is what you can't do.
That's right.
All he talks about is you're in the wrong class. You're of the wrong what? Race. You're in the wrong economic status. You're going to be sick all your life. And he understands the principle of the spirit realm. Whatever you release out of your mouth will be brought back to you. Because your words are seeds, and the harvest of the word will come back, and it will haunt you. The very words that you speak will be your prison. Do you see what I'm saying? So God, said God, in his ever-loving mercy, says, I can't leave man like this. But he had already made the decision before the foundation of the age that the word and the Father talked and says, I'll die for them. Because I want to bring them back to the place of dominance that I gave them. Man was not supposed to be dominated. He was supposed to be the dominator. You follow me? And in the process of dominating, it wasn't in the physical sense where you beat somebody down. It was in the spiritual and the intellectual sense that you begin to understand what the planet is all about. And begin to understand how to make it better for all involved. Thus, the sciences of engineering, the science of epidemiology, the science of biology and chemistry. All of these things came about, why? Because men were trying to understand the contents of what God had placed on the earth for them to understand and to develop skill over. Right. So education is not a man thing, it's a God thing. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? The idea of being bright and intelligent was a God thing. If it wasn't a God thing, he would not have given you a brain. Follow that. He gave you the ability and the heart and the desire to be more. Say, be more.
Be more.
And that's why the doctrine of soteria is so important. Because though Adam, say Adam, we're going to find this in Romans chapter 3. Though Adam, say Adam. Adam. Though Adam sinned against God and opened up the doorway for man's collapse. Say, man's collapse. Jesus' purpose, Yeshua's purpose, was to come back and to draw all of man back to himself. So they can be one with the Father, and they can go dominate in the earth.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers. I appreciate that. Amen. Did you all see that? So you're not supposed to be, say, in Christ. You should not be dominated by anything. Say, emotions.
Emotions.
What clouds your sound judgment? When you're emotional, your mind, your emotions will short-circuit reasonable thinking. See, your emotions will short circuit reasonable. Say reasonable. Conclusions. You come to a conclusion and you say emotionally, that don't feel right. Say feelings. The only thing that should make you move as a believer is your spirit.
Yes. Amen.
You follow that? And we've been taught so long to operate out of our intellect.
Yeah.
No, the intellect should be inspired by the spirit.
Yeah.
Because the intellect does things that the natural man cannot understand.
Yeah.
Why are you saying you're healed when you're sick? That's an oxymoron. For the intellectual mind, because the intellectual mind can't wrap its mind around what Christ did for you on the cross.
Yeah.
Which is a reality. Not just black ink on a sheet of paper.
Amen.
But a spirit. The Bible says in John 6:63, by that my word is spirit.
Yes, sir.
And it is what?
Life.
So what's the conclusion that you come from that fact? Is that if I put the word in me, I'm putting the life of God in me.
Amen. Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, how do I know that? Do it. The test is obedience to what the word says.
Yes.
That's how you come to a revelation or an experiential understanding that is true, by putting it into practice.
Yes, sir.
And the Father says, I watch over my word to perform it. Because he esteems his word higher than his name. So God says, if I gave you a word, I'm going to stand by you until it comes to pass.
Amen.
If I have to encamp you with angels, I'm going to make sure that what I've decreed is going to manifest in your life. And all he says is, will you believe what I say? Because that's true relationship. Relationship is simply, say simply, taking the word at face value and saying, it is what it is, I'm going to walk out what it says.
Amen.
Y'all, excuse me, I got to come out of here. Y'all getting me excited.
All right.
Yeah. I said Romans chapter 3, did I not? Romans chapter 3. Put the sex on. Say deliverance. I need some readers. Glory to God. I need somebody to start reading Romans chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3? Mm-hmm. 34? And continue on until I give you the instructions to stop.
I'll write that.
Okay.
Which
First one.
Joe, version Amplified. Oh, whatever version you want to read.
First one,
and so we're scholars in this place, y'all. DJ, we got every version you want. We don't get the NIV, that's a non-inspired version. Go ahead, Rachel.
Verse number 1, chapter 3, Amplified. Then what is the advantage of the Jew? Or what is the benefit of circumcision? Great is every respect. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God, his very words. What then? If some did not believe or were unfaithful to God, their lack of belief will not nullify and make invalid the faithfulness of God and his word.
Oh, you heard that? You heard that? So, just because someone else does it and they don't get the results intended, the Father says, that doesn't negate my word.
That's right.
Yeah. He says it doesn't negate it because they didn't do it, because it's going to work. Say it's going to work. But it works for those. Say it works for those.
Works for those.
Who believe. Follow me? Jesus told the disciples when they came to him because they could not cast out the devil. And it was in that girl. Jesus was a little bit perturbed with them. Why? Because the teacher desires the students to fulfill the lesson taught. You follow me?
Amen.
He expected it. Say he expected it.
He expected.
Not because DJ they had the ability to, but because he was providing the power for them to do exactly what they desired to do. Because if they did not desire to do it, they would not have come to the master and said, why couldn't we not cast that devil out? Mm-hmm. So there was a hunger in them to do it. He didn't say It was because you were full of the word. He said you were full of the word, but you couldn't do it because you didn't believe the word. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
You can download into people everything that you want. But if they don't believe what you're saying, you just dump a bunch of precious information into a dead horse. You can't make people drink who aren't thirsty. Do you follow me? But for those who are hungry, say hungry.
Hungry.
They're going to get it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because the bottom line is simply this. They did exactly what Jesus said they would do if you read the story. You follow that? But the word, say the word.
The word.
It's going to manifest what God desires. Now this is why the Jew is so important. This is why there's so much value. You can put Israel into Maine 5 times. Why is there so much commotion in that little area? That little bit of terra firma. Why is everybody fighting over that little piece of land? Doesn't make any sense when you look at its proximity, when you look at its acreage. It doesn't make any sense. The reason it makes sense is because that was the place that God brought a Gentile. Say a Gentile.
Gentile.
Abraham was not a Jew. He was not Hebrew. God made that nation.
Amen.
And then he blessed it. Say he blessed it.
Blessed.
Then he said the Messiah is coming back to that nation. But there's a Lucifer joke out here that most people can't see, and the Bible calls him Satan or Lucifer.
Yes, sir.
And he's the great puppeteer. Say great puppeteer.
Great.
And because men don't have the wisdom of God, they don't understand the value of having God in their lives, they begin to work out things that they think, say that they think, is working on their behalf. But Satan, who is very wise, he uses people to manipulate them to think that they're going to get certain things. But ultimately, they're working out his plan and his demonic intentions.
Right.
So that's where you got all the battle going on. Why all of this race baiting?
All right.
You come from the same seed, folks. If you're following biblical entomology, you come from the same seed.
All right.
Race didn't become an issue until the 17th century slave trade. Because if you follow history, all races, or should I say all ethnic groups, enslaved each other. Kwame Nkrumah, who I studied at Tuskegee, wrote a book called The Destruction of Black Civilization. And Nkrumah said the first enslavers of Africans were Muslims. It's in the book. So what's the issue? The issue is that wherever a man is without God, he will try and dominate others for his benefit.
Right, right, right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But God says you as believers, you're supposed to walk higher because you're seated in the heavenly places in him, right?
Yeah.
And because you're seated in the heavenly places, do you know the higher you go, the greater the perspective?
Right, right, right.
Do you understand the higher you go, the greater your purview? Now you can see things you couldn't see before. You see arteries you couldn't see before. You see things you couldn't see before walking on the same plane. But when you elevate, do you follow me? Now you're able to see things different. And with different perspectives come different views. With different perspectives comes a deeper, greater understanding of knowledge of what's going on. And when you understand what's going on, you can respond to it. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's like being on a football field and you getting run over. And you just come to the conclusion, they just better. You just find the fight, they just better. What do you do? The best you can until the game is over. You understand what I'm saying? You do the best you can until the game is over. But when you in God, say when you in God,
when you're in God.
Now you got supernatural assistance.
Yeah.
The doors can open that was once closed to you because God is working on your behalf.
All right, amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and those who know their father are expected, say expected, a daddy to show up. My dad wasn't here, but my mom's boy, if I got into trouble, she showed up. When the homies in the neighborhood was giving me a hard time, mama showed up.
Yeah.
I got my chest out, but mama showed up. Yeah, what you gonna do now? Mama level. Got to go. And that's how we are with the Holy Ghost. Do you follow me?
Amen.
We recognize and we walk with our chest up because we understand I'm a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a what?
New creation.
Behold, all things are what?
Become new.
Pass away. Behold, all things become
new.
Perspective change.
Yeah.
You can do things now that you could what? Do before. Keep on, daughter. Any questions? Any questions? Because I just say this is interactive.
Interactive.
Say interactive.
Interactive.
So I used to give tests. Vernon. I told Vernon about this. I had about 40 people in our church in Atlanta. When I said I'm going to give a quiz, 5 show up. I said, what? You didn't do that when you was in school. I guess you did do that when you were in school. You understand what I'm saying? People were scared because of what they had been in, or they weren't good students. They weren't confident in their abilities to retain information, but they weren't confident in expressing themselves. That's why you're here, because I'm giving you the ability to speak.
Say speak.
And there needs to be some corrections. Guess what? We make the corrections here.
Right.
But when you leave here, say leave here.
Leave here.
You're confident that you can speak in front of anyone.
All right. Yes.
Why? Because you have the audience, and you have, glory to God, people who love you, who will help you. So what? You can go out there and conquer.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Verse 4, certainly not. Let God be found true, as he will be, though every person be found a liar, just as it is written in Scripture, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged by sinful men. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? God is not wrong to inflict his wrath on us, is he? Certainly not, for otherwise, how will God judge the world? But as you might say, if through my lie God's truth was magnified and abounded to his glory, why am I still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, as some slanderously report and claim that we teach, let us do evil so that good may come of it? Their condemnation by God is just. Well then, are we Jews better off than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, are under the control of sin and subject to its power.
Shut up. Stop right there.
Yes.
What are we under control of?
Sin and power.
Sin and power. Sin and its what?
Power.
And its what?
Power.
Huh? If I'm enslaved, then I need
liberation.
If I've already been charged, say charged.
Charged.
Huh? Then I'm already dead. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
See, we were dead men walking.
True.
Say dead men walking.
Dead men walking.
Because when we walked away, when Adam sinned, because it was Adam, say it was Adam.
It was Adam.
Hmm? But they were working in tandem. Say working in tandem.
Working in tandem.
Ladies, say ladies.
Yes.
This is your power. Say your power.
Your power.
Your power comes. You don't necessarily have to be in charge.
Right.
But your influence.
Influence.
You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Say influence.
Influence.
Your influence can hinder. Say hinder.
Hinder.
Your mate.
True.
She said, what?
She said, what?
See, when God created Adam and Eve, say Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
They were both reflections of him.
Yes.
One of the names of the Father is El Shaddai. You know what that means in the Hebrew? The all-breasted one. Me, God got breasts. No, God is a spirit. He was showing you that he's a supplier. He's a sustainer of life. So what does she represent? She represents that she can sustain life.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? She's a center, a nourishment. Say a nourishment center.
A nourishment.
You follow me? She also takes things in. So she takes things in.
She takes
and she gives it life.
Amen.
God takes you in and gave you life.
Amen. Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you come to him, he gives you what?
He
gives you life. What about him? He's the strong part of God.
Mm-hmm.
The protector.
Yes.
Huh? Said man is the protector.
Uh-huh.
When anything comes to steal the territory or the sphere of influence of that man, if he is a man, huh? He's gonna give hell, he's gonna give heaven, because heaven whoops hell every turn.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Wrong terms. Heaven will whoop hell.
Yeah.
Hell is heaven is unleashed on hell. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Bible says the Father, David says he's a strong tower. Huh? A mighty tower that we can run into. A strong deliverer. That's what David says about the Father. That's the man. When these two are walking together in tandem, They can't be beat.
Amen.
Because it represents the fullness of God in unity.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say in unity. Meaning that they work together not to have their mind, but have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. So it's not about her trying to have her way or me trying to have my way. It's us allowing ourselves to let him have his way through us.
Amen.
Do you follow that sentence? Mm-hmm. And the enemy can't say the enemy can't.
Mm-hmm.
To keep you through this thing called sin, I like to use this. Y'all know what kryptonite is, right?
Yeah.
Superman could whoop anybody until kryptonite showed up. Kryptonite showed up, Superman was he was morphing into nothing.
Yeah.
Sin is your kryptonite if you're in Christ. Strips all your authority. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not that you're not an authority. Say not an authority. Say I'm an authority. But kryptonite, which is sin, it removes you from the one who gives you the power and the authority. Do you follow these things? So Paul was showing them that, listen, guys, whether you're Jew or Gentile, what was he saying? See, a Jew or Gentile, it had nothing to do with color. You can be Negroid, Spanish for black, Caucasoid. Caucasian comes from the Caucasus, means someone who is melanin deficient. I'm just giving you guys some biology.
Yes, sir.
The only reason you're darker than them is because you have a higher quantity of melanin. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And up until that time, say up until that time.
Up until that time.
Nobody had a problem with this so-called thing called race, which doesn't even exist. Because Moses married an Ethiopian. Mm-hmm. You ever been in Ethiopia? Huh? Ever been in Ethiopia? Ain't no Caucasians in Ethiopia. Put it this way, they ain't buried that way. But Moses married one. So God ain't have a problem with it. Huh? Joseph married an Egyptian. Last time I looked, Egyptians come in different gradations. You follow what I'm saying? So God don't have a problem with the what? The ethnic groups coming together. The only issue the father had with the ethnic group was that don't marry nobody that don't love me like you love.
Come on.
That's what he was saying. Because it's going to cause confusion in the camp.
Yes, sir.
It's going to create what? Division.
Right.
Hmm? And the author of division is the author of sin. I don't know why the church is so scared to talk about this cat, man, because he's defeated. I don't know why the church is so afraid to talk about spiritual matters when you're a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Say you're spirit.
You
don't think that's the case. You've been to a funeral, you see that body sitting up in there. What's that body doing there? Why is it in heaven? Why can't it move? Because the spirit is removed from it. Which tells you you're only here temporarily on assignment. Say on assignment. And in your assignment, you're equipped to do everything you need to be. Once you come out of this sin state, say sin state. You know, God gave me an acronym for sin. The most selfishness, because selfish people have no room for anybody else.
That's right.
Initiate, that's something that's established, something that's created, it's generated. And navigation, that's your GPS,
that's right.
your navigation system, that thing that guides you. Do you follow me? Sin is you said, God, I don't need you, I can do it by myself. I initiate my own views, my own values, my own ways. Don't even understand that he's in the mix. And when you start to navigate with in alignment with him and your soul and your body, you have a destruction. Why? Because you have an enemy that's piercing you every day. He's looking at you and saying, every day.
Good.
I'm going to break this down and show you some scriptures later. But this is just the appetizer. Any questions? So selfishly initiated navigation enslaves you, and you need deliverance.
Yes.
Do you follow me? So every day you live, say every day you live. God is showing you something about yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you're supposed to be here. He's always showing you your position. Say your position. God never talks about you and what when you're down. You right here in sin. You so sinful, you stand. But God's up here. That's where you're supposed to be, man. Change your perspective. Say change your perspective. You ever heard of the word penthouse? You know why they call it penthouse? Because pent is the word for high. Pent means high. So when you say penthouse, you're talking about the highest house. So God comes to give you the penthouse view. So you're living beneath your privilege. Say, look up higher.
Look up higher.
And won't you drop that, because that's the anchor that's keeping you down in the bottom. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
That anchor holding you back might be your temper.
Yes,
sir. The anchor holding you back might be your selfish nature. That anger that's holding you down might be your level of intellect. Your culture. You know your culture can be too bossy. God's telling you to do one thing, but your culture says we don't do it that way. And God said, how's that working for you? How's that working for you? You've been there 20 years. You're in the same place. Because people don't want to evaluate. Say evaluate. Because people who are selfish don't like to evaluate. Selfish people, say selfish people.
Selfish people.
They do not like people telling them something different than what they believe about themselves. That's all of us at one time. Nobody's exempt from that. All have sinned and come short of what? The glory of God. Jesus came that we might be set free. Delivered. Put back into the lofty place that the Father has for us. Do you follow me? My daughter, continue reading, please. Y'all getting something out of this?
Yes, sir.
Look to your neighbor and says, hey, we something special.
Hey, we something special.
We're supposed to be living at a higher level.
Yes.
There's always room for growth.
Always room for growth.
No looking down.
No looking back.
The only reason I look back, say look back, is because there's something to learn from something back then. It's the only reason. I don't look back there to get depressed and get despondent. Start saying, well, oh God, what if I? No. See, Vernon played quarterback. I played quarterback in high school. You know what one thing we had to do? You forget that last trip. You come to us, all right, dog, ain't no more coming your way.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a mindset. Say a mindset.
Mindset.
And the mindset is simply this, man. God brought deliverance so that you can have the penalty of sin removed from your life and the judgment of it, because God judges sin.
Yeah.
You follow me? Jesus came to shed his blood. Say, shed his blood.
Shed his blood.
So that the blood will remove your sin and your history. Say, my history.
My history.
But also to change your nature. So you don't think about yourself through the same lens anymore. You see yourself as super and not just natural.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Say super.
Super.
Natural.
Natural.
Say I'm super.
I'm super.
Natural.
Natural.
Say I'm super.
I'm super.
Natural.
Natural.
I'm changing your synapse. I'm changing the way your brain fires. Because when I say super, some of y'all are like, what you mean? I ain't never done nothing super. Oh, you super? Because the super one is in you.
Amen.
Do you follow me saying?
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, hallelujah, study. Say study.
Study.
Say not read. Say study.
Study.
Which means to examine. Which means to break it down into pieces, understand it. Separate so you can put it back together again.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Get with people who want to help you break things down and put it back together again, so you can break it down and put it back together yourself later. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Amen. Continue on, Rachel.
Verse 10, as it is written and forever remains written, there is none righteous, none that meets God's standards, not even one.
Cool.
There,
any?
No.
Three quarters.
No.
You mean zero means zero?
Zero.
You mean none righteous?
None righteous.
DJ, not one.
Not one.
Josh, not one.
Not one.
Not, you mean surely zero don't mean zero.
Zero.
Means just that.
Now one.
Nada. So no one. See why God is good?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Andre.
There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. No, not one.
No one that seeks God. I don't know about y'all, Doc, but when I was out there, I wasn't looking for the Lord. Wasn't looking for him. DJ, right in front of me. That's why you can appreciate it. Because you know, man, I was telling the boys too tonight, you know, I should have been killed several times in my life. Arrogant. Thought I could do whoop anybody. Foolish people get killed early. Thank God he loves foolish folks. Do you follow me? Because when you look about the stupid stuff we did, you follow me?
Yes, sir.
We recognize how good God is.
Amen.
That's what this principle, say the doctrine of soteria, is such an important one. Because it is indeed simple, but it's indeed relevant. Because people go and join churches, but they don't join the Lord.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
They make decisions to join churches, but they don't meet the master. See, this is personal.
Amen.
Jesus is not dead, he's alive.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
So there's a relationship. There was something called the Protestant Reformation. Give you some historical facts, 16th century. The Protestant Reformation was a rejection of the ecclesiastical establishment of the Catholic Church and the personal teachings they were bringing about, which only benefited those who were rich and kept everybody else in the dark. Because you can only go to a priest to get the word of God. You couldn't get it for yourself. So some people came about who were called Protestant. Protestant is really the word to protest. And we're protesting the doctrine that you all are hiding from us and giving us fables that don't work. You know, when you're sitting in a place and you're not getting truth, eventually you won't want to remember. You're going to remember. Because you're not benefiting from it.
That's right.
So there was teachers. Say teachers. There was Hippo of Nazarene. Hippo taught Martin Luther. Hippo also taught John Wesley. These people developed the denominations you know. Say Lutherans.
Lutherans.
Say Methodists.
Methodist.
Say Anabaptists.
Anabaptist.
Do you follow? Say all these religious groups came out of this crucible. Do you follow? But Luther, say Luther.
Luther.
Luther, my God. And John Calvin took a perspective from Scripture and basically said that God created Macari to be saved and Vernon to go to hell. That was a principle of predestination that was spoken of in the book of Ephesians and the book of Romans. And what he said was that there are certain people who are going to be born, say born, to receive salvation in Christ Jesus, and they can never lose it. But he's going to be born, and he'll never have a chance, because he was created for damnation. Do you follow me?
Right.
See, you need to understand principles and why things came about. So out of this doctrine came the principle of once saved, always saved. Because if God called you to be saved, you can't be lost. And if God called you to be damned, you're going to be damned. You don't have a choice in the matter. You follow me? But if that is in fact true, then what about the principle? Huh? What about this principle that God gives us called free will? That means they have no free will. She's going to only walk as God leads because she's under control of God. He's going to only walk under the principle of damnation because he's not controlled by God. So if that's the case, then did Jesus die in vain? Huh? Because John 3 says Jesus came that the world might be saved. I came not to condemn the world, but the world by me what should be saved.
That's right.
And there's people right now with this Calvinist thoughts and Calvinist mindset. And they look at you to see if you, I don't know about you, you probably, if you sin, you will make to go to hell. If you sin, you meant to go to hell. If I'm sinning, I'm meant to go to hell. But she don't sin too. Mm-hmm. Oh no, but she ordained. Do you follow me? So there was a principle that came about. Say came about.
Came about.
I want y'all can go study this for yourself. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
There was a man by Jacob Arminius or Arminius. Jacob was a student. Say a student.
Student.
Of John Calvin. And he started to read the scripture for himself.
All right.
Say for myself.
For myself.
How many people sit down and let people give them scripture? And they don't validate it themselves. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me? The Bible says in the book of Acts, the Bereans took what Paul said, and they said, I'm going to take what Paul said and what Paul read, I'm going to read it for myself to see if it be true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I ain't supposed to be the only one that knows the word up here.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Some of y'all are going to be teaching, I'm going to be sitting back right.
Amen.
Why? Because all of you got a ministry out in the streets.
Amen.
Oh, since you got a ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means simply this. DJ's coaching. But the coaching, say the coaching, is simply a portal into the hearts of young men. So that he can teach them the ways of the Father. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
When I was in corporate America, I was in corporate America just to walk around with suits and titles. It was the mission. I'm walking as a missionary. I'm representing the kingdom of God. I'm an ambassador of who? Of Christ. So when I stepped into corporate America, whether I was in Tuskegee, whatever, Florida A&M, guess what? I was an ambassador for who? And so are you in Christ.
Amen.
My wife is real estate. She always ministered to people. Because that's what we do. My title is not director, project director, engineer. That's a description of the service that I provide 8 to 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
What I am is a child of God.
Amen.
On assignment.
Amen.
To be about my Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
My degree gives me access to people, places, circumstances, and situations that I would not have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that to exemplify and demonstrate the character and the qualities of Christ to those who may be watching.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what I say that even matters, it's how I function.
Mm-hmm.
In their presence.
Mm-hmm.
That begins to open up a doorway. Because I told you, your passion will give you compassion
mm-hmm.
for those who are outside of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me, saints?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
It's your passion. Will give you compassion for those in your midst.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a passion for the master, you can help but pour the master into them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, it's natural.
Amen.
Well, sin, you're going to come out. You mean? Mean going to come out. Because you're full of meat. What's ever in the cup? Going to come out of the cup. You're a cusser? You're going to be cussing because you're full of cussing.
Oh God.
Should I give you should I give you all the SAT word? You're profane. You're profane, sir.
Yeah.
Great was always profane. You follow me? Do you follow me?
Amen.
So man, everything God gives you
as a result of what? Soteria, deliverance from what?
Sin.
That hinders. Say hinders.
Because
see, you can't help it. First of all, you born into it. Say born into it.
Born into it.
You don't have to teach a baby how to lie. Did you eat them cookies? No. What's in your hand?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. What's the crumbs around your feet? You need this? It's a natural proclivity.
Right.
And when do most people lie the most? When they're in the most trouble.
Yes, sir.
See, you want to find out who you are? Let pressure come. I'll find out who you are when real pressure is dropped on you. I'll find out who you are. Let the financial issues come up. You mean as hell. You might be.
No, we ain't got no name with you. What you gonna do?
She ain't sweet no more. He ain't charming no more.
That's real.
Cause see the pressure will define what's resonating and ruling on the inside of you. The pressure comes. You ain't protecting nothing. Protect yourself.
Baby, you got the gun, yo.
Now I'm gonna keep it to me. You fight, you deal with it. You deal with him any way you need to. You see, that's why the Father, say the Father. He pursues you. Because the enemy is pursuing you. David says in the Psalms, he says, evil pursues the wicked. He said, ooh, when I read that, he said, what?
Yes.
Evil pursues the wicked. And as you begin to exegete that scripture further, you can be in the church and be wicked. You can be anything and still be wicked. Just because you're a church member or a non-church member, I don't believe in church. That don't mean you're still wicked. And the Bible says evil pursues you. Why? Because what do we read in John 10:10? What does Satan come to do? Threefold job description. I'm coming to kill. I'm coming to steal. I'm coming to what?
Destroy.
Ultimately destroy you. So if I can't kill you immediately, I'll kill you softly.
Yes. That's right.
I'll kill you by messing up your mind. Mess you up so bad one day you'll commit suicide. Because you have nothing to combat these outrageous thoughts that are bombarding your mind. Because the Spirit of God says leaves. When you disobey. Not because he wants to, because you shut the door on him. You follow that?
Yes, sir.
That's why this principle is so important. So it says so important.
So important.
Does you understand? Say understand.
Understand.
Huh? That when somebody comes to you and tells you, I can't lose my salvation, you say, yes, you can. Why? Because you got self-will.
Right.
You're going to walk away from God. He won't talk. He won't stop you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You have free will, but you go. I love you. I love you with everything that's in me. My arms are going to be very outstretched.
Amen.
But you can shut the door.
Amen.
Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. As soon as you cry, say, Lord, I need you. He's right there.
Amen.
He didn't go anywhere.
Amen.
Because you're walking outside of him, you can't even feel his presence.
Amen.
But the scripture says, I'll never what?
Leave you nor forsake you.
Jesus is never lying. So if he said that, guess what?
He means it.
So that's a confidence. As the Bible says, whoever pursues me, whoever hungers and thirsts for me, they will be filled.
Amen.
When you stop hungering, you stop living. People who stop eating, they eventually die.
True.
If there's no hunger, you will die. Keep yourself hungry. You say hungry.
Hungry.
For God, by feeding on his word.
Amen.
Because it's life. Say it's life.
It's life.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
questions? Because y'all know I can go 12 o'clock.
Amen.
I'm just joking. I got a few more minutes, so I'm going to go. I want to open it up for some questions if you have it, amen, because I want to give you a chance to exchange.
My question is not deep, but I don't think that I knew.
It doesn't have to be deep.
I don't think that I knew that Abraham was a Jew. I don't think I knew that.
Well, remember now, where did he come from? Read the scripture.
He came from the Ur of the Chaldeans.
That's where he came from. Got the fact.
Okay. Now, the question is, where is the Ur of Chaldeans? You follow me?
Is it Turkey or something? Where is that?
It's over in Turkey.
Yes. Come on there. Yes, sir.
See, that's why he says to study. Many times we're told things, but we never investigate.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? But he put him out of the Ur of Chaldeans, and he told him, listen, I'm going to make you a what?
Nation.
Great nation.
Yes, sir.
So
he wasn't a nation
before
God talked to him. God put him out and made him a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And says, out of your seed, I will bless the world.
That's what he said.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
And so, tell me if I'm right. So based on where he came from, and we're talking geographically here, based on where he came from, and then the land that God gave to the children of Israel, it's not the same.
If you look at it,
right.
They're less than 100 miles away from one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far from one another. But God simply took a man, a human, and made a covenant with him. That's why he created that nation.
Mm-hmm.
All right? To show the world. Say, show the world.
Show the world.
Show the world. Huh? What happens when you covenant with him?
Yeah.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
God is a strategic marketer. So I was that far from getting my degree in marketing and management. See, I would leave engineering and go to what I call the easy courses. It was killing me, that engineering. So I used to have to take some courses that make me feel like I'm somebody. So I'm gonna take these other courses, man. And as teacher, I had a professor of marketing. I took a class on a professor of marketing. I took a course from a man by the name of Dr. Swansea Parker, who was an adjunct professor from IBM. IBM would release him to us for a semester to teach us. So I took Dr. Swansea Parker's class, and I took I think the man's name was Dr. Patterson for marketing. And they said, God, you got a business head. You need to come and change your major.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I might want to consider that, because they're whooping me up in that engineering. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is what I'm trying to communicate to you is this. As you begin to read and examine exactly what the scripture says, it's okay to go look at maps.
Yep.
How long have I not been here?
No, it's in my. That's why I'm really focused on what you're saying, because in my study Bible, it's maps in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I'm.
Because you see how close Egypt is to Israel?
No. Yes.
Yeah, you see.
I was looking at the land. Mm-hmm. when he gave people the land.
The land is actually modern day Iraq.
That's exactly right, George.
What you talking about? All right, for real, y'all, for real. Thank
well, you remember when the man from Iraq came to the church?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a Christian came from the church. Guess what he said? He says, I'm perishing. All that was part of perishing. At one time. Follow me? We give them different names, but they don't even go by the names we give them. You follow me?
Yeah.
But see, God pulled that nation out to let that nation be a representative model of what he is like. See, in marketing, we learned this. You want to create an appetite for something? You market it. You wouldn't be hungering or thirsting after Mercedes if there was none here. They have to market. What is that? Create an appetite for something that doesn't exist. So marketers create appetites for something that exists. That doesn't exist, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Because when I was growing up, there was no Nike. It was only Puma, and the boy was Converse, Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Converse.
Then they started marketing Puma. That was a new thing on the list. So I was playing football with Pumas. Took my white Pumas and put my blue and gold stripes on that base shirt. You know, brother's going to clean up. Brother's going to clean up, bro. He used to call me white shoes. I didn't wear no black shoes. But you created a market. Say, creating a market. Huh? And when you create a market, guess what? Everybody wants something new.
Yes, sir.
Everybody wants something better than what they currently have. So God says, I'm going to take a people, this man from a country called the Arab Chaldeans in the Arabian Peninsula, and I'm going to create out of him a nation. And out of that nation, I'm going to bless all the nations. And everybody that blesses you, I will bless. And everybody that curses you, I'm going to curse. It says, out of that, I'm going to create a hungry mankind for me. Because if you read the scriptures and you follow these people, there were people who were frightened when they showed up. You will be too. Because picture this. Means of people coming. And there's a cloud covering them.
Yeah.
Bradenton, this metro area is only like 350,000 people.
That's right.
You're talking about millions. And they got a cloud coming over. And fire by night. And all of you hear that when they show up, stuff don't go right for nobody else. Stuff don't go right for these when these folks show up. And all God was giving them was a picture of who he is and what he can do. Read about the Egyptians. When they left out of Egypt, the Bible says a mixed multitude went with the Jews. Yo, Pharaoh, appreciate you, bro. I'm going over here with them. They got it going on. Man. Stuff worked for them. After all, you know, they done won everything in the kingdom. Egypt was like America. They tore it up.
Right.
People were so scared, the Bible told the women, because the brother's too proud.
Yeah.
Told the women, yo, go borrow for them. I mean, that's a good take for them all they know. People's like, baby, bring all your gold right now. Bring it all over here.
Yeah.
Give it to them. And the Bible says he stripped them of all their wealth. But also says it was payback for 400 years of slavery.
I'm going to give them everything you told for them.
You built Egypt, now you take Egypt with you. Principles, say principles.
Principles.
God's always working on principles. You messed them up. God says, now, nah, when they leave, they're taking everything else because they built what you guys are sitting. So God creates a people to create a hunger in those that are lost.
Amen.
Yes, Mimi.
Okay, so one of the things that I really focused on with you was because me and Gigi had a conversation, and she had asked the question, well, I think I asked her, are there set people, because, you know, God knows everything and he knows your destiny, are there people that are already predestined to have the penalty and the judgment of hell, and then there's some that go to heaven? And so me and her were having a discussion. I'm just like, well, I don't think that everyone is predestined. Like,
All men, rich and just read in chapter 3, right? All are guilty.
Right.
So if all are guilty, there's no one predestined.
Yeah.
The issue is this.
When I say predestined, can I break that down?
Mm-hmm.
God has provided for everyone because his original plan was that none perish. Mm-hmm. Say none.
None.
He said none perish. No, not
one.
But what is your biggest problem?
Sin.
Mimi. Your self-will.
Well,
yes, brother.
So it all boils down to who's going to be obedient and listen.
And isn't that what God only wants? You know what? When I marry this sister right here, I do whatever. I should find places where she would be so I can be right there.
What's up?
See, when you want somebody, it's pursuit. God was pursuing me when I was out there being stupid, and she was too. I just cut up doing stupid stuff before we knew one another.
Right.
But the Father's love never wavered, never wavered. Been red hot for us since day one. But we recognize this, and I recognize this, because I was more gung-ho for the Father than she was. Is that appropriate, baby? So she won't slap me when I go. So I was pursuing the Father because I had dipped into his love, y'all. I was smitten. Mm-hmm. I was smitten with Daddy. And he was doing things for me and blessing me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted her to come with me. And I went about it kind of the wrong way. Mm. I was rough. Girl, I'm like, this right here. You ain't for real. You're like, you boy. Man, get your act together, man. What's up with you, man? I'm like, girl, what's up? What is up with you? Get up and get ready to go to church. She's like, Negro. I put that N-I-G-G in there, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to force her to follow the Lord. And the Lord says, shut up. I'm hitting real hard, Bernie. He says, that might be your wife. That's my girlfriend. He said, now love her unconditionally. And watch me work. Because he said, I didn't give you the word to beat her up with it. I just told you to be an example. Love her when she's unlovely. Kiss on her when she don't want you to even be around her. Buy her when you don't want to buy. And baby doll came right around. Because guess what? She wanted God as much as I did. She just needed somebody to help her walk this thing out. Mm-hmm. Lead by what?
Example.
And the example is always promoted by love. Another word for love is passion. Because out of love, guess what? Compassion is burning. And love God's passion for us. That passion for us was released so he can deliver us from us so that we can be one with him. Because the Father says, the people who are humble, those will be the people that will be elevated. Those are the people that God will exalt. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in a new season. Why in a new season? Because there's a development that has to take place. He has to strip out all the selfishness from you so he can place himself in you. Then you can love yourself. Because he says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't love you, you don't love your neighbor. Do you follow me? There will be no passion for that. Mimi, did I answer your question?
Yes, in a way.
That means there's some question. There's something left, okay?
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but when someone has like a rebuttal and they say, well, what about the book of life and the people whose names are written in there and the people who's not? So, like, how would you explain that to someone if they were to give that rebuttal?
First of all, I asked them, where did you get that from? Because I want to know where they're coming from.
Right.
The Bible says your name will be written out of the book of life. That's in the book of Revelations. So that means there's a book on you. All right? How do we understand this? The book of Ephesians says, before the foundation of the age, God established your life. So before DJ came here, say before DJ came here. He was a spirit. Say a spirit.
Spirit.
Now, in that book was purpose. In that book was everything that he needed to walk out God's intentions for him. Do you follow it? There's a book of me, or Midland Lozine, because God knows your name. All right? Now, two things happen. That book is going to do two things. If you're in Christ, God's going to show you what you could have had, but you didn't, because you didn't walk in complete obedience. If you're outside of Christ, that book's going to reveal everything you could have had, but lost, because you didn't choose the master. Everything that was created has a purpose. God doesn't create anything without a purpose.
Right.
Where there's a purpose, there's a plan.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah.
When we create buildings, when we design buildings in school, there was a purpose, and out of the purpose came the plan. Out of the plan, the building was made.
Right.
God had a purpose for you, and it was written, codified. Why? Because with you came specifications.
Hmm.
Intellect, speed, lack thereof, all these things that God was going to, because you were his creation.
Mm-hmm.
But out of that, spiritual abilities. Because the Apostle Paul says, desire what? Spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. And he also said in the book of Romans, also said, glory to God, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, desire spiritual gifts, that the Holy Spirit will place in you certain gifts. As the Spirit what? Desires. So why does the Spirit give you certain gifts as he desires? Because there's certain levels and certain areas you're supposed to grow and develop into. And with those developing levels comes the appropriate spirit, the appropriate endowment to help you walk into those different levels that the Father has determined before you showed up. Hmm?
Amen.
You follow that? So what the enemy does, if anybody, what is it like? Bill Belichick, they say Belichick, you should go watch other games. Why? So he can program against them. Mm-hmm. We're going to study to see what their proclivities are. Mm-hmm. In certain situations, what do they do all the time, or 90% of the time? Because that tells you what they're going to do when they get in the game. Mm-hmm. You study a person enough, they know who you are. Do you know they're watching you right now on your cell phone?
For sure.
Oh. Yeah.
I can tell you exactly where you're going to be at a certain time. Because if I watch you long enough, I recognize your habits.
Yeah, that's right.
And you do it long enough, you establish for me a point to take you out. Yeah. Or to be ready to hit you with certain things. She go to Macy's 2 times a week. Out of 306 some days, she going to be there at this percentage of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's 200,000 others like her, well, we're going to create a marketing tool for that. Because we know we got X amount of people coming to this X amount of store, spending X amount of money, and we're going to market something just for them. Because I want that money, baby.
Yeah.
Right. You follow me? I want that money.
Be real what?
God knows who you're supposed to do, who you're supposed to touch, what he's doing, those who are supposed to touch you, and Satan knows you too. She lazy. She won't do nothing. Be lazy. Oh, she can get real, you can discourage her real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he says he wants something, he ain't gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And so they create a game plan for you, 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 and for me.
Yeah.
Hmm? And they say, if we continue to do this, they're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. Satan is a liar and he's a thief. Mm-hmm. Second of all, he doesn't believe truth. So we sitting up here saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. He said, she lying. He lying because you got a track record. Y'all follow me? There's a track record. But God says, when you walk in alignment with him, I'm going to deliver you from everything that the enemy uses to steal from you what God has determined for you from the foundation of the age. Do you see that? Man, it's a game if you recognize it. It's a system. When you look at what's happening, systems, say systems.
Systems.
And everything that works well has a system. You follow me? Things that don't work well don't have systems. The kingdom is a system. Hmm. The enemy has a system. But God says, glory to God, Jesus said that all power and authority has been given unto me in what? Heaven and in earth. And as you walk with me, I'm going to give you, I'm going to reveal to you the system that you can use to win every time.
Amen.
So you tell her that her name was written before she showed up. And that is on to her, it's up to her to determine whether or not she walks in accordance to the book or she misses all the promises of the book. And she don't tell her, tell her, I'll come to Bible study. We'll help her out with it. This is why we come, so you can ask questions and even ponder. Because I'm hoping some of the things that went down today has even got your mind spinning.
Amen.
Connecting the dots. So you can begin to recognize that you're supposed to be on top. And if you're not, say, if I'm not. There's no need to get discouraged. It's time to get empowered. It's time to get empowered. See, a mature person recognizes if something's not going right, I need to find something that's going to help me get it right.
Yeah.
Then I humble myself. I submit to authority. Why? So I can grow. So I can develop. One thing I learned, I've been in this thing a long time. I'm not God. And don't even want to be. As a matter of fact, the Lord had to really work on us to get us here. Because we didn't want to come here. We've been doing pretty good in Atlanta. But the Lord will use you to bring you to places where you submit to Him, because all He wants you to do is to touch people, not folks. One of the things He told us never to do was to put ourselves in a position where we make ourselves bigger than Him. He said, do not put yourself into a place where people see you in a place that they can't attain. You understand what I'm saying? In essence, be human and vulnerable. That's what we tell you about my personal. I'm going to tell you all everything now. So I'm going to tell you about it. But the purpose is to be real and to be a representative model of what God can do to take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
To give all we have so you are glory to be all that God wants you to do. And understand that what you pour into, you're going to receive a harvest from. That's my baby right there. That's my last child. But all the word I've poured into her over 23 years, she's giving back to me the wisdom that has been downloaded into her with the Holy Spirit's revelation on it, and it's blessed my soul. 35 years of marriage with that girl right there.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. 35 years? I told you you're emotional natural mind.
Yeah.
But she's poured into her, she's not pouring back to me. You follow me? And we've been through hell and high water. When we lost our home, man, she didn't flinch. I'm worried about, man, I'm feeling like a man, you know, it's like, man, I'm the worst thing since my birth. She said that ain't gonna.